Barbara Hepworth is a renowned English sculptor who was knighted by the Queen. Barbara Hepworth was born in Wakefield, Yorkshire in 1898. As a child, she loved the wild, rocky coastline of Yorkshire. Later in her career, she lived in Cornwall, near Land's End, where she could watch the sea crashing against the rocks. Hepworth loved the contrast of sea and land, and contrast became a force in all her sculptures. Hepworth went to the Leeds School of Art, where she met her colleague, Henry Moore. They both went on to London's Royal Academy of Art. While she was in school, she and Moore went to Paris, and they met Brancusi, Picasso, and Braque. At the time, her work was figurative. Their influence led to her work becoming more abstract. Soon, her sculptures were completely abstract, and she first pierced the form in 1931, which allowed her to use negative space. More and more, she began to explore contrasts in her work, man-made versus natural, positive against negative, and smooth versus rough. Considering this, it's important that we look at Sea Form, her 1964 sculpture, where even the colors contrast the land and sea. Feelings of calmness and excitement will be evident as you walk around the piece. Standing in front with the pond on your left, notice the contrast of textures, the smooth against the rough. The piercings or eyes connect the sculpture to the landscape. It also creates an interior space within the form because of the narrowing of the carving as you look at it. Also, here you see the contrast between the natural and man-made. Move to the right and the form sharpens into a twisted blade. On the back, you only see the pierced form. The interior space is not evident. There are no colors or textures. Here, the view of nature becomes much more important. Piercing the form frames certain views, which is beautifully evident here in the garden. On the east side, you see the profile of the form is both concave and convex, like the rolling waves. Sea Form is clearly a testament to Hepworth's ability to work in 3D. The process of casting allows for more than one copy. Look for the edition number and total numbers 4/6, which are marked on the sculpture. The Linden also has another Hepworth in bronze. It's two of the six pieces from the Conversations with Magic Stones. Make sure that you don't miss that.